This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize. I lost my voice. Remember I told you my son Stone, oh, he's going to hate that I'm talking about him on air. So, okay, remember I had two eggs that I laid? I've laid two eggs in my lifetime. All right. A lot of people think I've had multiple more kids, but no, only two. And the first of my egg was Stoney. And Stone is about 17. Was elected by his friends, thinking that it would be absolutely hilarious, right, to, make their, buddy, prom king. Actually, he got elected to prom court. And they had to do a skit, and they had to entertain, and my son, he likes to entertain, but he's shy. So Stoney stepped up to the plate, and he did this skit where he was King Kong. And it had to be in front of the whole school, in front of the whole assembly. Right? And apparently he had the gumption to do it. And so he was King Kong, and he had his friends dress up as airplanes, and he knocked out the airplanes. And then the prom queen candidate that he was assigned to was the damsel in distress. And Stoney ends up adding a dinosaur to it. I'm like, why are you doing a dinosaur? You know, I'm like, look, you don't know comedy. And actually, he did. He knew comedy. So he had a Tyrannosaurus Rex, his buddy in a Tyrannosaurus Rex outfit, come out of the bathroom. You hear a toilet flush on the sound speaker. And this Tyrannosaurus Rex comes out of the bathroom with toilet paper on his butt. And then Stoney, as King Kong, fights the Tyrannosaurus Rex, pretends to rip open his jaw. Tyrannosaurus Rex falls. Stoney then goes, gets the damsel in distress, and skips off the stage. Or skips out of the gym. And I guess, Saturday night during prom, he was announced that he made prom king. I was so, if you guys want to see the video of my baby getting I have to talk about my baby. I am allowed to, listen, I talk about personal stuff all the time. I talk about when my cycle ended. I talk about my hemorrhoid flare up. Why the hell can't I talk about my baby boy? Alright, so here my baby boy. The student that he was assigned with, Ashley, just such a beautiful girl, and she was nominated to the prom court as well. They did such a good job. And I guess, so he was elected to prom king. And what's really funny, if you guys watch a video, I put it on my Twitter and my, Facebook and my, website. Of course, he's my baby. Listen, don't push me. I'll put his birth. Do you guys want to see his birth and all the whole, placenta and mucus plug? Don't push me. I'll put it all out on there. I don't care. He's my baby. So anyway, when you have boys, a lot of you guys have girls, and girls are a lot more demonstrative, and they speak a lot more in the house, but boys, they kind of keep to themselves. They're pretty quiet and they mumble a lot. And so if my son is ever excited about something, like one time I kidnapped them to take them to Disneyland, maybe I got a smile out of their face, right? But you actually see my son move his arms, and make a little bit of a, yeah. I mean, you actually saw some emotion, and it's like, I cannot believe that I caught something like that. It's not so much that he made prom king. It's that I caught him emote. When you finally see your son, who has mumbled ever since he hit puberty, emote, it just blows your mind. So I was pretty happy about that. And the other thing I was pretty happy about is, I don't know if you guys have kind of figured out who I am. After all these years on air, I'm kind of a dork. You know, I mean, I am, you know, and throughout class and school, and remember, I went to 12 schools, in high school and, grade school, and then I went to undergrad, then I went to medical school, and I went to, I did my last year of medical school, at UCLA, but my, primary medical school was UNR, and throughout my whole schooling, I was in the back of the class making jokes. I was a dork. Oh, you're such a dork. And my husband, he's pretty handsome. He's pretty sexy. You know, he was an athlete, but, you know, again, he wasn't a prom king. Yeah, and I think he's a dork also. So here we are, two dorks. And maybe it's like a double negative. Maybe two dorks make a non-dork. And I get, you guys, I mean, you know, you've seen the way I smile in pictures. All right? I mean, my eggs are pretty googly-eyed. You know, tongue sticking out of the face, like, you know, making stupid jokes. And I mean, you know, clowns. That's what my eggs are. That's why I don't sleep very well at night. You know, I've been having some insomnia issues because the rest of my stupid, dork, doofusy eggs are bouncing around, making noise and cackling and laughing all night. You know, and I know if I gave birth to them, they'd be cackling and making noise and doing all the stupid stuff outside. So, it was, pretty cool. I was pretty excited about that. Real quickly here, I guess certain stars who had made, homecoming king or queen or prom, etc. Very interesting. Elizabeth Banks, right, who we know from Hunger Games and a whole variety of movies. Fergie. Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell was voted homecoming queen and prom queen. I don't have the picture up. Apparently, according to MTV.com, the picture was removed. But Rosie O'Donnell made homecoming queen and prom queen. That's Rosie O'Donnell. Matt Morrison from Glee. Halle Berry. Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell was not crowned prom king. Okay. All right. He did get an honorable mention. That was very interesting. Then a whole bunch of people who made it to Glee were in homecoming or prom. Taraji Henson, who we love from Empire, she was homecoming queen. Let me see, who else do we have here? Anyway, but what does that mean? It means absolutely nothing, right? Okay, for those of us that never made prom king, prom queen, homecoming queen, okay, I don't even remember the dances. I was there. I told you guys all about my prom. I was so busy trying not to lose my virginity that there was no way I could even concentrate on who the heck was winning, prom king or whatever. But it's very cool, and I just have to shout out to my baby. All right. Who has higher grades in medical school, surgeons or primary care? And 16 middle school students hospitalized for taking Xanax. What the hell are they doing? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, I really, really appreciate you guys tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, even though many of you guys have asked, right, for Genesis Communications to pull the plug. No, they haven't done it yet, and I thank them all. And I especially thank Manny, who is working the dials, who many of you have tried to bribe to, and no, he won't do it. And so I really, really thank his loyalty. I really appreciate his loyalty. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Those that do like my show, thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys have left calls on the answer line when you listen at different times during the day. Let's go to those calls now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I would like an updated report on cancer of the lung. A while ago, you just finished going through them, and I missed a part of it. I have stage 3 lung cancer, and I do listen to you every evening, Thank you. Bye now.
Oh, all right, honey. Oh, man, I wish I could talk to you live. How you holding up? Stage 3 lung cancer, pretty scary stuff. I could give you the latest. That's absolutely. And I think we all need to talk. And thank you for bringing that up and you know, being so open about what you've been battling. Lung cancer is the deadliest type of cancer for both men and women. It is still the number one cancer. Whether it's skin, breast, prostate, lung still beats all of it. And even though we have started to cut back on smoking, the number of deaths each year is increasing because of that. However, we are making some great, great advancements and some great progress. So just to kind of recap, to bring everybody up to speed, since 1999 to 2012, the National Lung Association said approximately 3.5%. There was a 3.5% increase of deaths due to lung cancer, and about 158,000 Americans are unfortunately, expected to have a poor prognosis each year with this. Right? However, we are seeing more and more live longer. And depending on your demographic, depending on your treatment, it used to be a very, very poor prognosis. We think if you get diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, you're done for, or esophageal cancer, that's worse. Lung cancer is very, very scary because many times it does not get found until later stages. Smoking is the number one cause, and many people who smoke, they cough. So if they have a cough that doesn't go away, they may not think it's because of cancer. They could think because it's a smoke cough. We also don't realize that secondhand smoke can put somebody at risk. Right? If you smoke in a place of the workplace, when I waited tables, I many times took the smoking section. You got better tips. None of the other food servers wanted to, wait on them. And I'm like, okay, well, that's great. This, works for me. When you work in the smoking section of a restaurant, you're getting that exposure. If you are a non-smoker, radon is the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. According to the EPA and Live Science, radon has been associated with an increase in risk for development of lung cancer. And radon comes from the soil. Radon could seep into the house from soil, granite, etc. And other risk factors could be, let's say you were ever radiated radiated to the lungs. Let's say you had a Hodgkin's lymphoma as a child or whatever, and you had some sort of radiation. That could unfortunately do it. So there's a lot of different things. There's been some discussion on pollution. Right? Does pollution turn on tumor-promoting genes? Right? There could be an issue there. And then, of course, genetics. They're still looking at if family history plays a role. Now, there's multiple different types of lung cancer. Okay? According to LifeScience.com, we divide pulmonary carcinoma or lung cancer into three main types. You got the non-small cell, right? That kind of encompasses a bunch of other subtypes, including adenocarcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, large cell carcinoma. The type that non-small cell lung cancer is the most common, accounting for about 85% of lung cancers. Small cell lung cancer. All right, so not the non-small, but the small cell lung cancer is about 10 to 50% of the cases. And then you have lung carcinoid tumors. These carcinoid tumors cause a variety of different symptoms. They're very rare. They grow very slow, and many times they don't spread. Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, there's also are these mixed small cell, large cell types of cancer. But what you guys have been hearing, and many of you have asked me about in the news, is the mesothelioma. Mesothelioma is also a very highly lethal form of lung cancer. It arises in the tissue surrounding the lungs. All right? That's why it's called mesothelioma. But it primarily affects those that were exposed to asbestos. As you know, asbestos was something used in insulation and breaks and flooring, etc. So what are the signs? And we've talked about this. If you have a cough that just isn't going away, remember, your body is trying to spew out what's foreign to it, and a cancer tumor is foreign, so you'll be coughing. If the cancer is invading and spreading and trying to set up shop, getting its own blood supply, you may cough up blood. There may be blood in what you cough up. You could have wheezing, shortness of breath. According to Life Science, you could have chest pain, appetite loss, hoarseness, unexplained weight loss, fatigue, weakness, etc. And, the reason why you lose weight is because cancer is a parasite. And cancer wants to, it wants to live. And it doesn't give a damn about what the rest of the body wants. See, in healthy body tissue, it really cares about hemostasis and wants to make sure that homeostasis and wants to make sure that, everybody's copacetic, everything's fine, everybody's getting what they need. because they have a symbiotic relationship with other body parts. Not when it comes to cancer. Cancer doesn't give a crap. Cancer wants to grow. And cancer wants to thrive. So it's going to take blood supply. It's also going to take calories. It's going to take nutrients. And it's going to do what it needs to. Hence, you start getting more pale. You start losing weight. You start losing your appetite. So we could use a CAT scan. Right now, it's recommended if you're over 55 and you smoke, you get a CAT scan once a year. Then if we have to, we may have to biopsy. We may look at the sputum for cancer cells. We may do a bronchoscopy where we put a tube into the lungs using a bronchoscope. Go down the bronchi to take a look and take a sample. Then there's mediastinoscopy, where we put a tube above the breastbone through a small incision. Take a look around the chest cavity. So the stages. Well, if cancer is limited to the lung and hasn't spread to the lymph nodes, it's only a stage one. Okay? We got to catch these fast. The tumors are generally smaller than 2 inches or 5 centimeters across, but still, it holds a risk. Stage 2 tumors, according to Life Science, are those larger than 2 inches and may start to involve nearby structures, chest wall, diaphragm, etc. It also may be starting to spread to the lymph nodes. Our caller who has stage 3, the tumor may have grown very large and may have already invaded other organs near the lungs. Or it may indicate a smaller tumor accompanied by cancer cells in the lymph nodes that were farther away from the lungs. So lung cancer that spread to the lungs. Now, stage 4 is where the cancer is starting to set up shop in other parts of the body. So we need to treat it. All right. First thing, we take out the main cancer cell. All right. Let's debulk. Let's take out the main cancer source or the mothership. So we do surgery, and many times we take that out. Sometimes we'll take out the lobe. Right? Your lungs have multiple lobes, and that's done on purpose. So if you do get an infection that takes over a lobe, it's contained. I don't know if you guys have ever looked at lungs. You know, if you get an infection, yes, it could spread from lobe to lobe, but this allows your body to still function and still get air, even if one lobe is having an issue. So if you have cancer in a lobe, we will remove that whole lobe, and you'll still do fine breathing. We use chemotherapy. We'll use Taxol or Platinol. There's a variety of different chemotherapies. Cisplatin, obviously, brand name. So these drugs can hopefully kill the cancer cells and not affect too much the healthy cells. Sometimes we'll have to radiate. And we'll have to radiate. And sometimes we'll even use radioactive medicine, catheter tube seeds, etc. But some of the most exciting stuff that we have now are these monoclonal antibody treatments and these very certain medications that target specific anomalies in the lung cancer cell. Now, according to Mayo Clinic, we have Avastin, which many of you guys have heard about. This stops tumors from creating a new blood supply. And then you have Tarceva. This blocks chemicals telling cancer cells to multiply. There's also Opdivo, which is a new drug. A lot of you guys have asked me about Opdivo or Opdivo. This is also revolutionizing lung cancer treatment. It's not chemotherapy, but it's an immune checkpoint inhibitor. So what it does, according to Dr. Gaynor, is it restores the your own immune system's ability to fight cancer. There's also an angiogenesis inhibitor called Kramza. I apologize, guys. It's an angiogenesis inhibitor which prevents the creation of blood vessels that would supply the cancer the blood supply it needs in order to live and thrive. There's also immunotherapy drugs. There's a whole variety of new cool things out there. So, good luck, and please keep us posted on how you're doing. If you need any resources, in terms of where to go, let us know. Godspeed with that. You'll be in our prayers. Any questions, of course, any of you, call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or email us at drdahlia.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. It took me a while to finally see Band of Brothers because I've been so busy. And earlier this year, I finally saw Band of Brothers. And, you know, while I'm watching it, you know, remember, Band of Brothers was filmed back in 2001. So we're talking like 16, 17 years ago. It was so good. But if you haven't seen Band of Brothers yet, you have to. But as I'm watching it, the camera's panning, and I see somebody who looks like Michael Fassbender. And I tell my husband, that guy looks like Michael Fassbender. He's like, yeah, they all do. Like, oh, I know they do. Gosh, they were so handsome in the 40s. Wow. You're looking at, you know, and then I'll see another scene. I go, man, I got to tell you, all these guys look like Michael Fassbender. So I decide to IMDb, all right, to take a look and see. I'm on IMDb, so every now and then I check my status. And lo and behold, Michael Fassbender was in Band of Brothers. I know. So now I need to rewatch the whole Band of Brothers because I cannot believe that I did not get to enjoy knowing that I was watching Michael Fassbender. I think he played like a sergeant. He's the guy that looks like Michael Fassbender. I mean, oh my gosh. I don't know. I haven't tried YouTubing. I gotta see if I should YouTube it, but I am like so frustrated because I went through that whole series. God, gosh, man, all these guys, every scene, it looks like there's somebody that looks like Michael Fassbender in it, and lo and behold, yeah, by the way, it's a true story, and what you guys have to do is if you do see Band of Brothers, go and see who they portrayed, the people they portrayed, almost identical lookalikes, you know, on who they represented. Very, very cool. Very good show. By the way, any of you from Philadelphia, I'm going to Philadelphia for the first time next week for work. And I've never been. And so I know there's Liberty Bell. I know there's Market Square. Everybody's telling me to go to Pete or Geno's or Pat's or Geno's. If you have any suggestions on where I should go when I go to Philadelphia, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, we're driving up to Hershey Park. I'm not really going to be there that long because, again, I'm supposed to work. Got to check out my peep, Matt DeLuca, on, I believe, News 10 out there. There's a lot I got to do, Delucia, sorry, a lot I got to do when I'm out there, but it's going to be a pretty fun trip. I want to see Benjamin Franklin's house. I guess there's a George Washington tent. There's something called the Mutter Museum where there's supposed to be medical anomalies. I've never been to Philly, and yes, cheesesteak, I am there. So, yeah, very, very exciting stuff. Cannot wait. But if you guys have any recommendations, please, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, here we go. 16 middle school students have been hospitalized for taking Xanax. They say two students in New Mexico are facing disciplinary action after school officials said they distributed Xanax pills that sent 16 eighth graders. We are talking about 13-year-olds. 16 eighth graders were hospitalized. A sixth grade student at Chaparral Middle School in Alamogordo told KFOX he saw one of the students take the drug. Some kid was walking weird down the hallway, and the teacher was helping him go to the principal's office. I was scared, kind of, because they were taking drugs, and I knew there were drugs in my school. I'm happy that everyone is, like, safe now that I know. District officials said one student is accused of bringing the prescription pills to school while another allegedly helped pass them out. Don't they know what Xanax is? It's a sedative. I mean, so you're going to fall asleep. I don't understand. You don't really get high off of Xanax. So the accused students may also face criminal charges, which they should, from the Alamogordo Police Department, which is investigating the incident, especially if they sold them. With any school or district, they say you have circumstances where people bring illegal drugs. Doyle Siling, chief of staff at the public schools, it's something we always have to prepare for. Siling said the district helped all the students who took the pills and continued to look for any signs of drug use throughout the day. Parents were notified and allowed to visit to check on their children. The FDA explicitly states that the safety and effectiveness of Xanax for children younger than 18 has not been established. According to the FDA, Xanax can help with panic and anxiety disorders. However, users obviously could become addicted. But see, this is what scares me. If you're popping Xanax all the time and then you stop, you could seize. All right? There could be like a withdrawal. Not to mention, if you mix Xanax with alcohol, right? You know, you could, then you have some severe respiratory depression. If you mix Xanax with a pain pill, what are these kids doing? I mean, you know, we've got to stop being naive. We really do. You know, I know my kids think I'm naive, you know, and sometimes I, you know, on one end, I want to act like I know everything. But then I realize when I act like I know everything and, you know, because, again, I'm not stupid. I know what's going on in schools. They don't tell me anything. So I started to, over the last few years, play dumb, right? So I guess after prom, there was supposed to be this party that everybody was going to. And I'm like, I don't want you drinking. And my kid's like, I know I'm not. But, Mom, I mean, this is what they do there. I mean, this is what I go, yeah, but you're driving. You're not. He goes, Mom, I don't even like it. I'm not. But, I mean, wow. And he said when he got to the party, there were, like, I mean, just closed up bags of stuff that he assumed were, like, just empty bottles, empty beer cans, empty whatever. Now, I understand that's what high school students do, and it's scary, right? Because which ones of them drove? From what I understand, the police shut down the party. And so everybody went home. So I guess, you know, prom night, everybody kind of had to scatter and do other things, which also couldn't, you know, might not be good either. But, you know, kids, you know, we know that in high school, this is where they're trying to, you know, this is where they are, you know, showing their identity. This is where they're rebelling. You know, everybody wants to say, well, you know, my younger days, this is what we did. We all want to talk about how we did something stupid. You know, in our younger days, you know, we, you know, and when I think about to my younger days, one of the stupidest things I did was I had a Chevy Chevette. No, that wasn't stupid. It was a good car. I bought it for $1,800. It had no air conditioning, but I needed some wheels, you know, so I had to get to work. So, it was something. And I love driving. Just, if I probably was destined for anything, it would probably be race car driving. I know a lot of you guys think I want to be a singer, but I don't sing that well. But, no, it would be a race car driver. And so I really wanted to race. So somebody would cut me off while driving. So I'd speed up and hit speed up. I raced Corvettes. I raced Mercedes. I raced every car possible. Once they started to cut me off, and I would race them for miles on a highway. And at one point, I was racing, and I kind of jumped the sidewalk, and I almost hit a pole. And I didn't mean to, you know, drag race anybody. It was just competition. I love to compete. And luckily, the guy got out of the car to check that I was okay, and I waved, and I said I was good. And, you know, he waved off. You know, I thought it was an idiot, but I thought that was really, really cool that he made sure I was okay. But, you know, that was stupid stuff. And I didn't do drugs, you know, I didn't sleep with people that I shouldn't, I didn't do any of that kind of stuff, but I was an idiot behind the wheel when it came to driving. Never drank and drove, never did that. So, you know, you do stupid things. Now, that though desire to be stupid, that usually comes once you leave the home or you're about to leave the nest. It's not when you're still a baby and you've barely hit puberty. Now, the need to accept, however, comes around that age, okay? You know, when you're a little kid, you know, everybody has to get along in grade school. Yeah, sometimes there are bullies, but your kindergarten teacher, your second grade teacher will drag everybody together because she could pull you by the ear. But for the most part, everybody seems to be in a group, and everybody has to do group play in second grade, all right? Yet, once you start getting to middle school, that's when it really starts getting cliquish. And that's when you want to get accepted. And that's when you realize, I want to be in the cool group. I want to be in the, or not even the cool group, I just don't want to be bullied. So I need to be where there's safety with numbers. And it's a survival instinct. And unfortunately, I think that's what a lot of these kids are doing. Right? They don't want to be bullied. They want to be in with the cool crowd. And that's how these predators prey on these young kids. They go, look, I'll make sure you're not bullied, all right, if you do this. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we're going to try to give you the latest. As many of you know, there was a St. Petersburg metro explosion. where in Russia, 11 have now been confirmed dead in this Russia blast. Earlier today, we heard that there were 9, but from what we're understanding, the Russian Health Ministry says 11 people have been killed in a blast, and the authorities are describing it as most likely a terrorist attack. The explosion tore through a train as it was traveling between 2 stations in Russia's second biggest city, injuring dozens more. Now, they did find a second device. This device was found and defused at another station, according to Russia's anti-terrorist committee. No group has so far claimed the responsibility for the attack, and this has led down to the shutdown of the entire metro system in St. Petersburg. So, the blast was caused by an unidentified explosive device. It happened in a train car as it passed through a tunnel. The entire metro system has been shut down, according to the latest developments reported by CNN. Dozens have been injured, several in critical condition. Second device was found at another metro station. President Putin was in St. Petersburg before the explosion. They say the blast happened as a train was traveling in a tunnel from Sinaia Plashchad to Technologetsky Institute stations in the center of the city. Originally, first reports suggested there were 2 blast. Photographs show one of the cars ripped off. Is it facade? Facade? We don't use that term. I don't use that term. My apologies. The side. While others showed passengers running from the Institute station as it filled with smoke, victims were helping each other escape the train. Bodies were all over the platform. So the investigation is going underway. We'll let you know more of what has been happening with the injuries. 39 people have thus far been hospitalized. 6 have critical injuries, and the health ministry has put the number of dead thus far to 11. This metro system carries 2.3 million people a day. Putin's making a statement as we speak. Now, in other news, a Florida woman was told to stop calling 911 before being killed in a shooting. Hours before a Florida woman was murdered, according to Fox 59, police told her to stop calling 911 after she got into an argument with her boyfriend. According to WESH, Alan Cash went on a shooting rampage last week that killed Latina Herring and her 8-year-old son. Herring's 7-year-old son, her father, and 2 bystanders were wounded during the incident. The shooting occurred at 6:30 in the morning on Monday, March 27th, but the incident started around 3:20 at a gas station. Police were called there due to an argument between Herring and Cash. Newly released body camera footage provides more insight into what happened. The argument started when Herring took Cash's keys and claimed he had her house keys. "I don't have her house keys," Cash has heard on camera. "Man, you got my keys. I'm not trying to play games. You have an attitude coming home from the club drunk." Cash left the scene after getting his keys back. 20 minutes later, police were called to a home on Hayes Drive where they found Herring and Cash arguing again. She said Cash had a gun and handed over a bag with a gun in it. Police didn't arrest Cash because he wasn't holding the firearm. The officer said she's making false accusations. It's the second time she's done it. At one point, police tells Herring to stop calling 911. "We're going to handle it, ma'am," an officer tells Herring, "to stop calling 911 and making accusations that you don't know about." Police said the argument was a civil matter that didn't get physical, but they did place Cash in handcuffs and put him in the back of a patrol car. He was later released. Hours after the encounter, Cash returned to the home armed with a rifle and then fatally shot her and her son. 4 other people shot during the incident, Herring's 7-year-old son, father, and 2 other bystanders. They are still currently recovering in the hospital. This is a story that this is something you don't want to hear. All right. There are domestic disputes all the time. And these police, God bless them, are called to these houses when there's a fight and the lady goes, "You know what? I'm going to call the cops on you." All right. Because, you know, she uses it as a, catapulting, you know, when it's your turn, when you're moving your chess piece, all right, many will, call the cops. Even some men will call the cops on their lady. Cops come in, hopefully it diffuses the situation, they feel stupid, but it wastes our first responders' time. It pulls away very needed resources, and there's life-saving things they could be doing while they're on their shift, than coming over, you know, and trying to deal with two people that are fighting and, you know, just can't deal with it themselves. However, when somebody gets that feeling that they are going to be killed by their partner, right, it's very hard to prove, but it is something that they pick up on. We are animals, people, and we animals can tell when somebody wants us dead. We know. We could feel it. Even if it's only in the heat of a moment, our spidey sense, our survival instincts kick in. And who knows, maybe he even told her that he was going to shoot her. I don't know. But even if he didn't and she had the instinct, she was obviously right. And this is something that unfortunately is going to plague that police department. Like I said, you know, being devil's advocate, I mean, you know, they get called all the time for these domestic disputes, all the time. You know, I mean, if they arrest everybody when, you know, somebody says, yeah, he wants to kill me, then, you know, everybody would be in jail. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate. You have a lot of people making false accusations. They don't like their partner and they want to do the partner in. So like, I'm going to get you thrown in jail. I'm going to lie about what you did. And, you know, that's a very, very big concern of a lot of people. I don't want whoever I'm with to claim that I, you know, wanted to do X, Y, and Z. So it's, you know, you got to be really, really careful who you're living with. You got to be really, really careful with who, you know, if you think it's going to be somebody that's going to falsely accuse you. Unfortunately, in this particular case, she thought that he was going to kill her. And she was right. And, you know, how two people who get into a relationship with each other, who live together, who obviously at one time probably thought they loved each other, how those two people could turn out, you know, to where one wants to murder the other, I don't know. I can't explain. And this is something that I watch. When you see, you know, a domestic dispute end in the death or a shooting or a beating of one of the partners, you know, we need to stop and you know, realize we have people that are among us who are not serial killers, but are murderers. They have murder in their heart. They have, you know, restraint. You know, if they get to the point where they're that mad, where they'll, and her son, why would he kill the kid? Why would he kill her, but the kid? You know, if you have a feeling that you are and among somebody that would, you know, could murder you, get the hell out of that relationship. And don't tell yourself, oh, but you know what, if I try to leave, that's when he'll kill me. Then go and get some help. But I think there are many more murderers out there or soon to be murderers out there. I don't know if it's the drugs. I don't know if it's, you know, the fights are getting worse. You know, I mean, in the olden days, maybe you throw a couple plates together, but you wouldn't have, I mean, you know, I talked to my husband like I don't think any woman would have talked to theirs, right? You know, back in the olden days, you know, you stayed quiet. It's a shame that that's the way it was. And thank God we progressed. But maybe, you know, certain, you know, people aren't expecting that. You know, I see when my husband and I fight, you know, he gets very, very frustrated when he can't win. And I immediately tried to, you know, because I'm pretty, shall I say, well-versed, you know, in arguments and, you know, how to win an argument, especially if I'm right. But people don't want to lose. And so maybe what we need to learn is how to defuse fights. We also need to make sure people get stress tests so we see, not cardiac stress tests, but stress tests to see if, you know, they'll get to the point where they grab a gun. 1-877 Doc Dally, don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.